I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm Justin Moore, and I'm hanging with my pals from Little Big Town.
Good to see you, buddy.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
How does it feel to be an interviewer? We've done this. It's hard,
isn't
it?
It's a little odd.
We did it at CMA Fest a couple years, and it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm good at either of the two.
Yes, you are.
But no, I got to pick a bone with you guys because I just put a new single out. I know y'all did. We put them out the same week. And so I didn't realize that when we were putting the song out. The label calls me. They're all excited. We were second most added. I go, who the crap beat us? I said, Little Big Town. So congratulations.
I'm sorry. Thank you. We've never been most
added. No,
ever.
I don't think we ever have.
New single, Better Man.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. What's the story on it?
It's
a good old story of heartbreak, man.
And Taylor wrote it, right?
She did. She sent it
all
to us
herself.
And said, hey, I have this song that I love. What do you think about it? And we loved it, man. The chorus is just so beautiful. The melody, the lyric. She's an amazing writer, and I don't think she gets credit for that a lot of times.
I agree.
But she's a great writer.
She's really good at knowing her audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's, I mean, what you guys do and what I do is totally different.
Right.
But there's an art to knowing what your audience wants to hear.
Absolutely.
And so that's very cool.
It was nice because she said she had really never pitched out songs to any other artist. She had us specifically in mind, which, you know, we were really honored, first of all, and so the song fit us too, and Karen's vocal is just beautiful on this.
Yeah, well, I think you guys garner a lot of respect from other artists, which I think is probably the biggest compliment you can be paid.
Absolutely.
Every artist I know, including myself, goes, God, they're amazing. They're so good.
Thank you.
So talented. Y'all been doing it forever.
We've been doing it forever.
Forever.
I'm going on almost a decade, so you guys are probably 12, 13, 14, 15 years. Something like that.
A few of those.
I'm just guessing.
Somewhere around there.
It provides hope to people like me that you can actually be invited to the CMA Awards if you just stick with it long enough.
That's right.
They let us old Arkansas boys in there eventually.
And y'all got a new album coming out, right?
It's called The Breaker, February the 24th.
Yeah.
What about you then? So your new album must be coming too.
It just came out.
Awesome.
Our first single was You Look Like I Need a Drink.
Yeah, man. Congrats on that.
Huge. Yeah, I appreciate it. And we put that out. It's exciting. It's fun to put them out. It's a grind, though. I mean, it's just... I'm glad that we only have to do it every 2 or 3 years, to be honest with you, because it just kind of, at least for me, it takes it all out of me.
Yeah, you got to get in there and figure it out.
So much writing and hashing through songs and then getting them right in the studio. It's awesome, but you're right, it is so, I think it gets harder every time.
Yeah.
Do y'all take the same process in that you have in the past?
It's been different.
Or is it always different?
I think it's different every time, really.
Because this time for me, it was totally different. We recorded all the tracks in 3 days.
Wow.
It was totally different. We went and found all the songs and then...
And then tracked them.
We went in kind of like camped out in the studio.
That's great.
That's a way to do it.
Yeah, you know, and being on the road, that adds a different element too, the kind of in and out sometimes. That's kind of what we experienced this time. It was a little bit different from that perspective too. Yeah. So,
and Luke Bryan worked us, you know, so hard this year.
He's a slave driver.
And then he drank us to death.
he's just an awful person all the way around.
Right.
He's so mean all the time.
Talk about somebody that knows their crowd.
Yeah,
that boy knows his crowd.
All he has to do is move his hips once to the right, and they freak out.
I kept thinking, is it a combination? Is it two to the left, one to the right?
I don't think it matters.
You know, too, he broke his collarbone, but I was expecting a hip replacement the whole tour.
You know, and the funny dichotomy there is that he has absolutely no rhythm. Like, I have rhythm. I can dance, and I recognize people who can and cannot.
I don't know. I beg to differ.
You just like his ass.
Yeah. he's got that smooth.
Speaking of touring, what are y'all doing next year?
We just announced that we're going to do the first ever in residency at the Ryman Auditorium.
I just continue to be more and more envious of you. All of you.
Come sing with us one night.
How exciting is that?
It's so great, man. It's, you know, it's celebrating the 125th year of the Ryman, and they wanted to do something special. And so this residency, it just makes sense for the town. It's like, well, there should be a residency in Nashville at the Ryman. So I think it's such a cool thing. And for us to be the first people to do it, it's
that's awesome.
Such an honor.
We couldn't be more honored.
I'm going to try to get my name on the guest list.
Well, no, please come. We would love it.
Thanks, guys, for making it easy on me. I appreciate it.
You did a great job.
Thank you, man.
Well, this is a backup plan for the music thing on the other side.
Pretty sure the music thing has already worked for you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.